Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
A 40-year-old poem by punk poet John Cooper Clarke is gaining worldwide fame as a version by the band The Arctic Monkeys on Spotify looks set to break a billion streams. A billion streams, I kid you not, which is incredible. I Want to Be Yours, a love poem from 1982, has found a new audience thanks to social media. Have a taste. That was John Cooper Clarke mixed in with the Arctic Monkeys. I'm joined now by Colm Keegan, Dublin poet, playwright and educator and wowzer on this programme previously. Colm, you're very welcome.
How's it going, Cormac? What's the crack?
Over a billion streams on Spotify, you say?
Yeah, not bad for a 74-year-old. You know, they say a poem is a seed that can take a long time to bloom. Like, if you think of, like, Stop All the Clocks, Auden's famous poem that was, like, kind of went viral because of Four Weddings.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, like, most poets go viral when they're dead. You know what I mean? But it's just great that Johnny Cooper Clarke is still alive and well and able to celebrate and enjoy this success. Like, it's phenomenal.
Well, how do you describe this poem, Colm? Like, we heard some of the lyrics here. I want to be your vacuum cleaner, breathing in your dust. I want to be your Ford Cortina. I will never rust.
Yeah, well, like, you know, I'd say Johnny Cooper Clarke, like a lot of poets of my generation, like, he would have been a huge influence on us because he's urban, he's working class. I mean, he's Manchester, you know, like, I grew up listening to Oasis and stuff like that, and he was there influencing them. He's subversive and he's kind of a little bit punk, and you could argue, like, he even looks a little bit like Bob Dylan, and he's kind of rock and roll, you know, and he has that kind of brilliant reliance on imagery and wit. Like, he's actually funny, you know, and he can hold an audience because you don't know what he's going to say next. But at the center of, like, that poem is just this, like, sort of Keats in love with the couplet, like, and he has a real knack for a killer end rhyme, you know. And go on.
I was just going to say there's a simplicity to it as well, isn't there? He wrote a haiku as well. I mean, this was told me by Ollie, our colleague here. Wait to hear this. To freeze the moment in 17 syllables is very difficult.
Yeah, classic.
It's classic, it's that kind
of idea of being a joke, yeah. And he's kind of a precursor nearly of Brian Bilson, you know, like, he was called the poet laureate of Twitter. And it's this, just this idea that, like, the poet should be charm and force. But I have to say, like, on this simplicity, like, you know, there's pretty simple lyrics, like, I want to be a raincoat for those frequent rainy days. I want to be a dreamboat when you want to sail away. Like, the simplicity is not easy. Like, that's the whole intent of this poem, is to kind of win you over. And it is very clear and it's very sure of its kind of relentless purpose to kind of win over the person. But that clarity is sometimes the most difficult thing to achieve, you know. And there's a deceptive simplicity. Like, funny enough, like, there's one stanza taken out of the Alex Turner version of the poem that's kind of gone viral on TikTok and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's very precisely structured. Three stanzas, A, B, A, B, rhyming, like, which gives into this kind of three-line run that gets subverted by this refrain, I want to be yours.
And okay, well, hang on a second now. You're getting into technicality there where I'm lost, because this is where your genius and his genius comes in. Because to me, when I read, let me be your Lecky meter and I'll never run out. Let me be your the portable heater that you'll get cold without. Now, to me, here's my thinking here. Let's compare notes on this, and I'll really show myself up to be a dunce here compared to you, Colm. But I look at that and I read and I say, okay, this man is courageous to put such simplicity down on paper, because if I were to write that, I think, no, that's not poetry because it's too simple. But you're looking at the rhyming scheme and how it's structured and so on. You're looking at genius, are you?
Well, you see, I think it's like, if anyone tried, those really simple ABAB rhymes are really hard to do in a way that's still surprising and interesting and enjoyable and funny. Like, it's actually the whole poem, and Johnny Cooper Clarke's genius is often in his wit, you know. And actually, the power of the poem might be in the most obvious and often used line, "I want to be yours," which when you compare it to "be mine," or this kind of like all these old cliches of love as possession, that like, "I want you to be mine," he's kind of going, he's innovating on that, and he's thinking, he's subverting this idea, and he's saying, "I want to be yours." And like, it's staring us in the face. It might be one of the first times that anyone's kind of flipped it around in that way, you know.
There's a real vulnerability in that, isn't there?
Yeah, that's the thing. And it's like love as submission, which is like, you know, the cliche of like this male power as this like master of machismo and all it is. It's the opposite of that. And it, but that belies an even better or more understated and real confidence, you know. And I think Alex Turner, like when he heard the poem, you know, I heard it in the 80s. Alex Turner heard it in the 90s because it was on the syllabus. And then he plays it, and it's like, I think it was 2013 when the album came out that it was a song in. And now here it is again, being used, and a whole new generation of teenagers are falling over it and playing it on TikTok. And Alex Turner of Arctic Monkey said it made his ears prick up in the classroom because it was like anything he'd ever heard. And I'd say it was like lots of things he'd heard before, because like at the center of what Cooper Clarke does, and Alex Turner, who is a brilliant writer in his own way, you could think of like That's Entertainment or The Jam and all that stuff. Alex Turner is in this kind of long line of brilliant, like, working class urban British writers.
But can I ask you, it's about to break a billion streams on Spotify, right? But this is with the music on it as well. So do you think it's being compromised in some way, that the poem in its written form, in its spoken form, and I know you're expert at this as well, is compromised in some way because it's only gaining this success when music is added?
I'd say, like, you know, the word lyric comes from the lyre, which is the old harp that the bard would play. Like, music has always accompanied poetry. Poetry is like at the centre of what, like, just the use of language in the middle of a song. So I don't think, I definitely, like, you can hear it in Johnny Cooper Clarke's older version, like, the music is very dated in the background, but the lyrics kind of transcend time, and here they are being reinvented and reused. And I think even Alex Turner's lyrics might be even sped up to make them more interesting, like, to a younger audience, because his voice is put up to a higher pitch and stuff like that on TikTok. And I definitely don't think, I think, like, if you think of, like, most contemporary poets, like Kay Tempest, Stephen James Smith, even here in Ireland, are kind of marketing themselves or positioning themselves in the music space to be staged, to be exciting, to bring literature into a live space where it's electrifying a multitude rather than one reader. You know, and I think Johnny Cooper Clarke was a pioneer in that way, and congratulations to him, because it's some achievement. A billion listens.
Look, people are enjoying this column. Anthony says, more importantly for us oldies, John Cooper Clarke is in Dictionary Corner on Countdown this week. Check out John Cooper Clarke's Evidently Chicken Town if you haven't already. That's a tip from Mick in Leixlip. I love hearing you talk about stuff like this. You have obvious talent and expertise when it comes to stuff like this, and you've opened that out for me, I must say. Colm Keegan, Dublin poet, playwright, educator,
as I say,
a man who wowed us in this programme on Valentine's Day as well. Colm, we'll talk again. Take it easy. Thank you.
Take care.